Hello, everybody. George here, making my first recording on the Audio Boom app. I've done a few other things with it, played around with it, and this is the first recording, so I'm hoping it actually gets out there. And the reason I say that is because I've experienced some issues with it crashing when I've tried to do other things. I messed with the direct message thing, which I shouldn't have. I'm not going to get into that. I'm curious, though. I will just say this, that I am curious as to whether Audio Boom whether it's Audio Boom's intention to fix that or simply do away with the direct messaging, but for the time being, leave us the ability to play the ones that we've not listened to yet. So enough said about that. Michelle's game going off in the background. Overall, I think the app, while it's a bit cumbersome, I think it's workable. I could probably manage to work with it in terms of listening to things. A few oddities about that, though. Of course, everybody's been saying that it plays. Now, I can see that coming in handy, because there's times where I want to get at something and be moving about and not wanting to switch manually to different booths or different recordings. Posts, as they're now referred. Booze is going to be the first on the tip of my tongue, though, because that's where I started. It seems that that's the way I kind of work. The first memory is the strongest. But as other people have observed, these recordings don't play in order, and I can only get two or three of them to play at once before the app actually crashes. Because, of course, the procedure is you start it playing, and it'll go ahead and play, and then stop. And that's all I know for the time being, but when I come and open my screen, I find the app's no longer running. I also experienced a crash when I went to delete a draft that I had made that I didn't want to send. I got into the dialog where it says save or delete draft, and I chose delete, whereupon the app crashed. So I had to go into my recordings and delete it from there. I've forgotten if that's what they're actually called, but I think you get the general idea. It's easy enough to do once you find the one you want there. It's just a swipe up to where it says delete and then double tap and it'll get rid of it. So, I don't know. I'm going to try to work with it. Like I say, I'm going to try to fire this one out and hopefully it'll work. Not really into the commercial aspect of this. I really value the social connections that have been made here, and really sincerely hope that this won't be overlooked and that Audio Boom now, as it's referred to, as they're calling themselves, will uphold that and that we'll be able to continue to work. I'm certainly not leaving anytime soon. I'm checking out Voicebo at the moment. I've got an account set up on there. It's just new yet, but like I say, I am still going to maintain this account, and I am still going to record to this from time to time. Anyway, I think that's about all I've got to say for the time being, so take care, bye for now, and thanks for listening.